fascinated by the fact that so few people know the story, one, and that so few people then would act upon the story and become inspired by it. Now, how do we apply what Father Feeney did to what we're doing? Now, it's obvious that Father Feeney was a priest, and in that apostolic succession, he had the duty to write that letter to the president. I'm sure somewhere in the archives here, there are probably hundreds of letters that Father Feeney wrote to many people, like Dwight David Eisenhower, maybe governors of the state of Massachusetts, maybe governors or state representatives or members of Congress or the Senate that he wrote the same letter to and told them the same thing. Took his vocation seriously. We have the same responsibility to take our vocation seriously. On the basis of these illuminations emanating from the source himself, Church has always proclaimed what we find expressed in modern terms in the Second Vatican Council. Now, of all the places that this gathering of people would expect something good to come out of, the Second Vatican Council, there is a nugget or two in there. Quote, "Just as human activity proceeds from man, so it is ordered towards man. For when a man works, he not only alters things and society, he cultivates his resources. He goes outside of himself and beyond himself. Rightly understood, this kind of growth is of greater value than any external riches which can be garnered. Hence, the norm of human activity is this, that in accord with the divine plan and will, it should harmonize with the genuine good of the human race and allow people as individuals and as members of society to pursue their total vocation and fulfill it." That comes from the Second Vatican Council, from some of the conciliar documents, believe it or not. What were they telling us? Another part of that, the quotation is, "Sanctify the temporal sphere." How do you sanctify the temporal sphere? You marry your vocation to your faith. You do not have the option as a Catholic when you are in the public square or in the private square to not bear witness for the faith. And we can do that, we can express this in many different ways. John Paul II, again, another quote, "Such a vision of the values of human work, or in other words, such a spirituality of work, fully explains what we read in the same section of the Council's pastoral letter." Now, why is John Paul II, and why is the Second Vatican Council, why are they focusing on vocation for just a moment here? Well, we live in the modern world. We all know what a clock to punch is. We all know you're supposed to have an 8-hour work day, 40-hour work week. You have hours of commute time. Many people probably have 60, 70-hour work weeks. You're away from the church. The point is, you're away from the church, and you're away from the faith, and you're away from holy people for a majority of your time. Do we really think that when we're away from the church that we're not still supposed to be holy people? And this is where the modern world has taught us things that we probably need to forget and need to learn again how to apply these things. I like to call this the heresy of Americanism. There's an author, she died recently, her name is Solange Hertz. So, as I've heard heard from people who knew her, so pull no punches. Ms. Hertz wrote several books about this heresy of Americanism. And she suffered and was treated in much the same way that Father Leonard Feeney was treated for her devotion to the faith. Solange Hertz was called all manner of names. She was told, no, she's one of those people. In a similar way, not to bring an old wound up, but some people in this room have probably been called a Feeneyite. Oh, they're Feeneyites. Well, that's the worst thing you're ever going to call me. Please, call it to me again. Solange Hertz railed against the heresy of Americanism. As my friend Joseph Pierce, the commentator, tells me from time to time, you may hear in your life that like in a Jimmy Buffett song, maybe. He who dies with the most toys wins. And as Joseph Pierce tells me, that quote is incorrect. What Mr. Buffett should be saying is, he who dies with the most toys dies. And I wish Joseph was with us today. Now, the heresy of Americanism can be summed up like this, quote, to pursue material wealth as a path to salvation, close quote. How many people think that their measure in life is the square footage of their house? The newness or not newness of the automobile that they drive? The amount of zeros that are at the end of the sum total of their bank account. The amount of star points that they racked up on Amazon Prime. Hey, do you do charity? Yeah, man. I shop at Amazon Prime. Give 0.2% to what my chosen charity. Let's begin with a simple revolutionary concept here and get back to the topic of vocation. We're Roman Catholics for a reason. We believe that heaven cannot be found in a hashtag or an ice cream container made by hippie apostates in Vermont. If you don't get the joke, the ice cream's called Heavenly Hash. No, it's not heavenly. It's just hash. We also believe that heaven is a place to direct all our effort and energy in obtaining, and it isn't of this world. In fact, this world can't be heaven because it is filled with demons. And I'm not just talking about the Democratic Party. Now, when we think heaven and then you think hell, people say, well, oh, it was heaven on earth. Now, they may be joking, and they may not be evil, diabolical people. But again, in your vocation, you're to correct them that, well, it can't be heaven on earth because heaven isn't on earth. And if heaven were on earth, then why would we need to do all these things to get there? We're already here. We've arrived. So it can't be on earth. It's not earth. Earth is like the landing place. This is the trial. This is the playoffs. You get to the playoffs, you get a chance to get to heaven.